Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Too many third down conversions where he was extending the play more than I would have liked to have seen, and so we got to look at that a little bit more, and same with the red zone.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott saying a lot of what everyone's saying, pretty much confirming what everyone's saying.
Third down defense a concern.
Third down defense was not great, and he does say something pretty interesting though about in particular. They missed Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
And, of course, the way he played against Baltimore, yeah, of course you're going to miss him if the defense struggles a little bit. Again, the Jets game was weird because you just dominated that defensively as much as you humanly possibly could. And then you get to Miami and it's just, nope, not the same thing. And it's unfortunate like that, but that's just how it is. There's a little bit of heat about Joe Brady that I wanted to talk a little bit about, by the way.
Okay.
So, I'm starting to realize something, and I hate it. And it has more to do with how defenses have evolved. Not just against the Bills, but league-wide now. We are entering a new era in terms of defensive coverages and how consistent they have to be with this coverage. We're in the too-high era. I saw something on Twitter from our friend Louis DiBiase, Locked On Eagles,
yes.
and he said it's the too high era now, because a lot of people were really coming after like Jalen Hurts now because of this stuff. And he says it's not a Hurts problem, it's the too high era, because he brings up the passing charts of both Allen and Tua from Thursday night.
Yeah, and they both look relatively similar depth-wise of how deep passes are.
To what Jalen Hurts has done through two games.
Yeah.
Now, what's not there is that Jalen Hurts has not really pressed the football down the field at all. And I'm starting to really think that that's not a Jalen Hurts problem. That is a Philly play-calling problem. But, you know, if Philly's OC wants to treat it like it's 1984, fine.
Right.
I guess. That's your prerogative. But Louis bringing that up is a very fascinating part, because how do you defend against that? How do you counter the defense of the too high safety? And it is something that Joe Brady has really had this Bills offense embracing these past couple of years. Protect the football.
They're the Bills, best at it.
Not only are they the best at it, it's also about not inducing negative plays at all. The Bills do a fantastic job on limiting the damages that are done to them through negative plays on offense. I'm talking you lose 5 yards on a run play type of plays. This Bills offensive line does not do that. James Cook gets tripped up in the backfield. He's getting 3 yards down the field somehow. Very rarely are the Bills starting at 2nd and 14 without a penalty being involved. And even then, that's not too common either with them. Bills teams of the past, and boy, do we know about those.
Right.
How often would a penalty derail a drive?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
It was a regular occurrence. You could bet, if you could bet on it, you'd be a rich man.
Even with Josh Allen teams, without this offensive line, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Holding, number blah, blah, blah on the offense. Typically right guard before you drafted Osiris Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
Replay first down. Now all of a sudden it's first and 20, and you're not scoring on the drive because you're behind the sticks.
Yeah, right.
But I do like that it is becoming the identity of the Bills of making sure you're taking what's given and attacking when you have to. And you're also seeing across the league, though, how do you deal with too high? Run the football.
Yeah, they're just running the ball. The running back position is kind of gaining a little bit more value than it has in years past because of the too high safeties.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you have more balance in your game, you will have more offensive success because how do you deal with too high? You run the football because those safeties are not getting there before you get the first down.
Mm-hmm.
And teams play base nickel now. If you have a Jackson Hawes who could block like an offensive lineman at tight end, you utilize it.
Right.
So that's something that I'm finding very interesting. So I had all of my complaints about the Bills and the third down defense in the last hour there. My complaints to Joe Brady are not as prevalent because of the fact that the offense casually scored 31 and we can look back and go, all right, but you could have done a lot better. Mm-hmm. But you still scored 31.
They did. And I think that's, like we've said, the biggest takeaway. They still were able to put up 31 points.
That's disgusting in its own right.
Mm-hmm. In the state that they did it in, yeah, for sure.
Exactly. You can look at it and go, man, you only got 300 and some odd yards, but you put up 31 points. And you only got one turnover. So how short a field were you playing with? Not really. You were playing on pretty average starting length of your drives. Cool. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, what's going on? What you got for us?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're hanging. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are. I hear you. You know, I'd promised. I spoke with Joe earlier this week, now that he's the producer on the morning shows. And he asked me where I'd been on Saturday. So, of course, I had to get on Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday. You know, to talk with two of my favorites. I mean, everybody's great. But, hey, has anybody brought up the third down conversion stopping? You know, I don't know if anybody's talked about that yet.
That's a joke. It's a hot button topic.
Yeah, it is a hot button topic. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything about it yet, though.
No, hey, how horrible the defense looked. They didn't talk about that this week, you know.
We haven't had enough days yet.
No, I haven't heard a thing. But, you know, the thing for me was coming off the Jets game, you know, I guess there was a little bit of expectations that we're possibly going to do the same thing to Miami. So that was my only letdown, my only disappointment. But at the end of the day, it was a win. It was 31-21. We won, you know, and there was discussions that Miami could possibly keep it close because they always sometimes seem to give us a hard time. So it was expected. What it could bring up was, you know, I don't know if you guys are aware of this gentleman at 10 o'clock on Infinity Sports Network. His name is Bart Winkler. He's a great, he carries a great show. So he was talking about the game on Thursday, and there was some fans calling up and complaining, whining, why. And actually he put it in a good perspective. It's some of the Bills fans always feel like it's such as a rich people's problems. You know, if you understand where I'm coming from on that. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, it's like we're always going to complain about something. We're never looking at where we're at, you know. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was Sal brings up a good point all the time. Every game has its own DNA, and I stick to that. And one last thing I'd like to bring up was Bobby Babbage sat with Chris Brown before the game Thursday, and the one thing he did say was, out of all the 17 games and even going into the playoffs, not every game is going to be perfect. So I kind of stick with that and just try to stick true as a Bills fan, you know, and just go with the flow. If we lose, we lose, and just suck it up, Buttercup, and move forward. But I think we have a great ball club. You know we do. Our offense is amazing. We know what we need to do on defense. And I love Deion Walker. He's definitely a great pickup. That's the beef that you were talking about, Derek. That's the beef wagon right there. So with that being said, I promised Joe that I'd catch up with you guys on Silly Wacky Sports Talk Saturday. So, and I will be away next week. My father passed away Tuesday. Have to travel down to North Carolina, so I won't be able to hear you guys. But you guys kept my mind occupied while I was thinking about the passing of my father. So you guys helped me get through this.
Sorry about that, Rob. And we do what we can for you there. So thank you, though.
Thoughts out to your family.
Yes, of course. But man, there's a lot there. I also do think that Thursday nights have a role to play.
Mm-hmm.
The short week is never going to help in terms of quality of football. They never do. And if not for the fact that Amazon paid oodles, noodles, and toaster strudels amounts of money to the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football, we still wouldn't be able to have a conversation about abolishing it.
No.
I don't like Thursday Night Football simply because the quality of the game typically is not of the standard that you want it to be.
No, it's a shell of what an NFL Sunday is.
There's one Thursday night game that has that capability of being good.
Okay.
The first one.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
The first one.
The opener. That's not even a prime one.
Because you get to prepare for that team and put the film out there and get the right game plan constructed for it. You also have all year to do it. So there should be no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're playing on 4 days, short week. You mentioned it. Bills got off the plane, and they're immediately getting back to work.
Yeah, that was said by Sean McDermott. They went right into the office and got back to work, flying back. It's only an hour flight back from New York, but still, you just played a game. There's not a rest day in there at all.
Like, I would love to have a conversation about abolishing Thursday Night Football. However, the NFL cares about money, not about what we want,
mm-hmm.
not about the quality of product. They will just keep churning out Thursday Night Football and make every team have to be an unfortunate soul in the participation of it forever.
Yeah,
I'm complaining about a moot point.
It's a moneymaker for them.
They're not going to take it away.
Because technically it's prime time.
It's prime time on a Thursday night. What else are you going to watch? Baseball?
Yeah. Well, a lot of companies get people to Fridays off, so they assume that, you know, you can stay up and watch
this game. Where are you working, big dog, that you get off on a Friday?
A lot of people do. Like, medical fields, like, they get one day off, you know what I'm saying? Like, to go to appointments themselves and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Like, it's not always, you know, they work longer days.
I was going to say, it ain't us.
No.
We have Buffalo Football Friday.
Are you kidding me? It ain't us. We're here 7 days, pretty much. Especially during football season.
During football season.
Mm-hmm.
Except tomorrow. We're not here.
No. That's why it's a break.
So we do get a day off. I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Thursday night also does have something to do with the quality of it. I would like to see the Bills' third down defense stabilize a little, though. But I'm not ready. The problem is, I don't know if I'm going to get a fair assessment of it.
Mm-hmm.
Say the Bills do great on third down against the Saints and the Patriots in these next two games. Is it suddenly fixed? No.
No, it's not.
It might have to do with the quality of opponent.
It most definitely does, because I think even though the Dolphins' record doesn't show it, I think they're better quality of opponent than the Jets.
But also, I'm looking at it this way. I don't think the narrative of third down defense is going to get better for a while. Because if you do well, maybe it's that it's just the Saints and the Patriots coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do well, you're struggling on third down against the Saints and the Patriots?
Yeah, right.
It's kind of a lose-lose scenario when we're going to be talking about the third down defense for a month. Get me to Atlanta.
Yeah, I think that's where we have to get to. Atlanta is a good benchmark. Because there's a bye week before that, too, right?
Or nope,
is Atlanta the last game before the
Atlanta's
bye?
Last game before the bye week.
Okay.
And again, I feel like we're going to be having a bit, and I'm guilty of it right now. I'm talking about it, and I'm showing my concerns.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a no-win conversation, excuse me, about the third down defense for several weeks.
It's going to be how it is.
Because again, if you give up third downs to the Saints and Patriots, we've got a problem. And if you limit them,
if Spencer Rattler looks good on third down, there's a clear issue.
We might need to start. I don't know what.
But we got to do something.
We need to start something, but I don't know what. But we need to start doing it. And maybe it is taking the train horn off.
Oh, no.
Change something.
I knew the train horn was going to creep its way back in somewhere.
No, it's catching its stray somewhere. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, we got to do something, right?
Yeah.
Something, anything. Because also, the Saints would be at home where the train horn is blaring.
And they'll be doing well on third down. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just juicing up the opponent.
Because also, the Saints and Patriots are at home.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
They get rid of the train horn, and all of a sudden their home third down issues are just moot, not there anymore.
I would.
Could you imagine?
I'd be doing the most obnoxious I told you so dance of all time. It wouldn't look good.
Kind of like the victory lap I took when Allen won the MVP.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are some things that we're not just here to be dummies. Like, sometimes we're right about things.
Sometimes.
Rob pointed out the Deion Walker thing. Yeah, when I said beef wagon, I meant big dude who can get in the backfield.
Yep, the beef wagon.
Deion Walker epitomized every bit of my dream. And he's making splash plays already. You talking about Josh Allen with the MVP thing. I was right about how Miami can't be easy, right? It can't be a cakewalk.
No, it was not as easy as anyone thought.
And I'm not here to parade around about things that I'm sometimes right about. I'm just saying, like,
anything can happen.
It's not total nonsense about this show. Sometimes we do know what we're talking about, and we just want it to be nonsense because that's more fun sometimes.
It is. Yeah, it's.
So take away the train horn and fix the third downs.
If I don't know if that'll fix it, but we'll see.
But also, if they struggle these next two games on third down with the stinking stupid train horn, get rid of it.
What do they go to from there? Other than a herd, other than a stampede, because they already do that on kickoffs.
I don't know. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen or something. I don't know.
That would be
Mighty
vile.
Morphin Power Rangers. Actually, that would slap.
That might. Call Me Maybe would be a choice. That would be a choice.
Well, Jeff Skinner's goal songs over the past 4 years when he was a Saber.
See, I'm a big Party in the USA guy, though. I would like that.
Anything other than the train horn, if it's a problem, okay? If it remains a problem, the third down defense, I'm blaming something that doesn't deserve it, but something has to change. And the easiest thing to change would be that.
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
And it is not correlation to causation on anything at all. I'm just being a hater.
Because you can be, because the team's so good. That's the one thing you can nitpick.
Exactly. If I'm going to nitpick something, let it be the train horn on third down. Because otherwise, then, like, I'm being nonsensical with my hate.
Mm-hmm. The train horn. The fact that this is where that went
I'm blaming
crazy.
The train horn over the linebacking core right now on third down.
Yeah.
Because the numbers back it up. They were 0 for 11. The Jets
in New York?
When the Bills are on the road, they go perfect.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see if it continues when they're on the road and they actually just light people up on third down on the road.
This needs to be studied further. And luckily, we have an opportunity to do that.
We have plenty of time.
Because the Bills face the Patriots and Saints, not in that order, in these next 2 weeks.
At home. And then they're
on the road against the Falcons, and then bye week.
Yes. So if they lock down on third down against the Falcons, but really just fall flat the last 2 weeks.
If that happens, I'm guaranteeing you.
There's a change.
I'm coming into this place with a train hat and one of those like wooden whistles.
Oh, no. What if they switch to the wooden whistle sound effect?
It'd be different.
It's a little train whistle.
It'd be different.
That'd be crazy. I mean, it's definitely the linebackers, but it's kind of funny to think the train horn could, you know, do that. We'll see.
There's a lot of data yet to be collected.
There's data
by the
that's
crew
going
here
to,
on Sports Talk Saturday.
There's data that's going to be collected by the National Football League. We're just going to be reading it off.
We'll make our own metrics. They're going to do anything they can to cover up the train.
Trainalytics.
Trainalytics. Now, there's already been something with a train.
I'm starting. This may be my hill to die on.
Some hill.
At least I'll be dead. 803-0550, the number to call. We're going to go around the league coming up next here without any train horns on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Allen gonna roll left, looking for someone in the end zone, and now Shovel passes it, complete to Jackson Hawes for his first career touchdown from 5 yards out. Josh Allen looking like Magic Johnson on the fast break.
All right, Josh Allen, the pass to Jackson Hawes that got the rookie tight end his first NFL touchdown.
Yes.
I also liked that immediately Keon Coleman went for that football to get help to getting it to the sidelines. What I didn't love was seconds before, and as that highlight was playing, I smacked my ankle on one of the legs of the chair here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like the old Razor scooter days as a kid.
I should have just called for you to start the segment.
Probably,
honestly.
Yeah.
I was not thrilled about that one. But, Joe, there's a lot of football to get to for tomorrow and Monday.
There are. The Week 3 slate is interesting, to say the least.
The Week 3 slate is interesting, to say the least, and we have yet to do this. What better time than now? Because we don't have any other segments that will have the time to
We're running out of time.
And we start with the Packers and the Browns, and oh no.
Yeah, what a start. What a start.
Oh no.
It's time for the... I mean, listen. The Browns, no doubt, did a good job holding the Ravens back last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a divisional matchup more than anything. I do like the Packers in this game. I think Micah Parsons is going to make Joe Flacco's life flash before his eyes on multiple occasions.
And if it's not him, then it might be somebody else.
Exactly. So Packers defense is just very strong, in my opinion. Packers, I think, win this game. I'm not going to give a specific score for all of these, but probably Packers overtake the
probably
Browns.
Probably very comfortably over the Browns here, yeah. who would fall to 0-3 again.
Yeah, they'd be where they should be, if you ask me.
Speaking of opportunities to see a team falling to 0-3 that you hate to see it, the Colts and the Titans. Indy's 2-0. Daniel Jones is getting a surprising amount of love for Daniel Jones, but it's also because he's almost averaging 300 yards passing per game right now.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a lot of passing touchdowns. He's only got two on the year, but he is airing it out.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be a matter of, okay, so you did it week one against the Dolphins. Big whoop. And then he follows it up against the Broncos defense.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're paying attention now.
Yeah, we should be paying attention.
The Titans are not really going to do much for that narrative.
No.
Of, oh, what if you're the... 2-0 Saints from last year. No. They're playing the Titans. This is not going to be a course correction or overcorrection as aggressive as last year's Saints. I think the Colts will win this one pretty comfortably, even though division games can get spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee is a roster with a lot of problems.
Yeah, they don't really have anything truly figured out yet, and nothing built really around Cam Ward right now. So, yeah, I think Danny Dimes continues the legacy run in Indianapolis for our Trevor Howard here, and keeps things going. What a time to be just resuscitated all of a sudden, Daniel Jones. Like, Anthony Richardson was too tired. Daniel Jones steps in and just takes over. So yeah, the Colts are winning this one.
Playing well.
Yeah.
So of course,
how long do you think it lasts? You're looking at their individual schedule.
Yes, I am.
Because I'm just curious. Like, thinking about this.
Oh, until next week, the Rams.
Yeah. I would say that too.
That is not an easy defense to play against.
Nope.
For any quarterback.
Nope.
Including Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
As the Eagles and Rams have a divisional round rematch tomorrow, a battle between 2-0 teams, and the Rams really do it in a gritty way. It's never really pretty. It's Stafford feeding Nacua and Adams, and then the defense just wreaking havoc on their opponents.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a test with the Eagles here because last year Saquon Barkley ran circles around, through, and anywhere against the Rams in two games, including the playoff game last year, to where they build themselves such a comfortable lead that the Rams and their comeback attempt fails on the final drive.
Players were almost in a gaseous state. He was just running right through them,
really,
essentially, at that point.
I love that. Gaseous state. So we'll see what the Rams' run defense against Saquon is going to be able to do here. I would imagine it's probably markedly improved. Battle of backup quarterbacks, the Bengals and the Vikings. Jake Browning and Carson Wentz.
I, you know what? On the surface of this, I have a Carson Wentz legacy game incoming. I think he's going to be able to really, I don't know. He used to play for the, not play, he used to root for that team, the Vikings. And he came in for Kansas City. He's had a rough go of it after the injuries in Philly, right? Like, mm-hmm. Nick Foles goes in and wins that Super Bowl for him. Like, think back to when he was drafted. He was the hot topic. And even so, in that season, up until the injury, he was playing very well.
He goes to the Colts, for example, though. He loses in week 17 or 18 against the Jaguars.
Yeah. The Bengals' defense has not been phenomenal this season by any means.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see if Carson Wentz can come in and have some of that good backup quarterback, good juju. I think it could be a close one. I do have the Vikings, and with Kevin O'Connell, too. You saw what he was able to do with Sam Darnold.
Vikings are a tough defense.
They have a really good defense. Kevin O'Connell with Sam Darnold made him look like, look at what, the Seahawks got robbed, essentially, by the production that was on the Vikings. I know he's okay. He's not vintage Sam Darnold, but he's getting there. So maybe with Kevin O'Connell, Carson Wentz finds some fire and gets some stuff going. That could be interesting.
If that happens, then that's an indictment on McCarthy and... Somebody just made sure
look at how good
that
Kirk Cousins looked under him.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be an indictment on McCarthy, but it's only his second game ever last week, so there's that too. Steelers-Patriots. I thought about this one being the trombone. I thought about it. I really did. Because I don't know what the Steelers are.
Yeah, it's so... If they let the Jets put up that many points on them in week one...
And then they'll let the Seahawks do it too, though.
Yeah.
It's like, the highest paid defense in the National Football League, and they are every other week a sieve.
Just trusting Aaron Rodgers to be able to score with DK Metcalf or whoever all the time. So I think the Patriots with Drake May, yeah, the Dolphins game last week they played was a little concerning on a couple things, but Drake May played really well. So if he does that this week, I think they could beat the Steelers. I think that could end up going that way.
It could go that way. Jets and Buccaneers, New York's week one was a brilliant moral victory. Week two was crashing harshly back into the earth. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay, 2-0, and you want to talk about a team that wins it in a gritty fashion. Man, Tampa Bay lives for the drama.
You can't trash talk Baker Mayfield. It's a cure for anything hindering him at all in the game.
I was terrified for him in that moment.
That clip, and then all of a sudden he starts getting smack talk. And he just stands up and starts going back. I'm like, what is happening
because
right now?
Because it's C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You want to talk about a player that talks smack.
Yeah. It's just funny that he magically rebounded from the injury as soon as that happened. The instant cure for Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield lives on pettiness and spite. That is how he feeds families, including his own. Raiders and Commanders. Yeah, this is it. Jaden Daniels being out really takes a lot of luster out of this game. And you don't know which Geno Smith you're getting on a game-to-game basis.
Yeah.
The man throws an interception on his first pass last week. Proceeds to throw three more. No, two more, excuse me. And he is just... And I'm sorry to say this, but Ashton Gentry, you are not facing Utah State anymore.
No.
A lot of the running backs, the rookie running backs, have struggled so far, be it a lack of carries and opportunities, or in the case of Gentry and Omarion Hampton, it's just not working right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raiders are supposed to be this fun team that could really put up some points, but they were okay against New England.
Geno Smith looked abysmal. Abysmal
in the last week,
game.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And even week one.
Week one, he wasn't great.
He wasn't great.
The Commanders, though, Jaden Daniels, year two, they figured some things out. He can't just carelessly whisper on the field anymore. He's gotta take some things into account. They have film on him now.
Oh boy. As for the Commanders, no Jaden Daniels. Marcus Mariota will play in this game.
I forgot no Jaden Daniels. I was just going into it like he was playing. Marcus Mariota starting is an immediate just like, he could do some things in a big moment, but did you watch the first season of the quarterback show on Netflix?
But the thing is that it's going to neuter a lot of what Washington can do.
Yeah, and Austin Eckler as well.
That's right.
Ruptured his Achilles, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he will not be playing. You're looking at the injuries just started pouring into my brain, especially when you mentioned Marcus Mariota, but this team is not, it's a shell of a healthy Commanders team. So the Raiders might be able to pull this one out, believe it or not.
As we move on, Falcons and Panthers. Yeah, the Panthers get the serious music. But Carolina, again, looks like a roster that's just not ready for the big time yet.
And it's Bryce Young kind of regressing back to last year's form.
Young has regressed, but also in the fourth quarter, he does seem to storm back and keep things interesting. That's been the last two games for Carolina.
Yeah.
So it's almost like he's not dead yet, but he sure is making it a lot harder on himself every game and trying to frantically get back into it.
Mm-hmm. I do like Michael Penix Jr., though, in the Falcons.
Penix looks good.
The entire team does. First real season for him, coming in for Kirk Cousins last year. In three games, they look good. So I would easily take the Falcons in this matchup.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons, obviously, easy on that one. Carolina, it's just the roster's just another year away, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Texans-Jaguars. Houston's 0-2.
Houston's 0-2, and they look like they should be 0-2. C.J. Stroud not looking great whatsoever.
Their offensive line is abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
And As for Jacksonville, you want to talk about a team that's just mired in inconsistency. When are we finally allowed to admit Trevor Lawrence ain't it?
That's where I've been. They need to move on from him. It's a legitimate concern
at this point. He has the turnover problem that everyone around the country thinks Josh Allen does.
Yeah, and then he's waving off Liam Cohen last week. Did you see that?
Yep.
Hit him in the chest, basically, like saying. Yeah, he's like, yeah. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
You have proven to not be that guy at this point. And you better get a win against the Texans here, otherwise you're going to possibly drop. Oh, wait, no, the Titans exist. You won't be in last.
Yeah, they'll be second to last.
4 o'clock games, the Broncos and the Chargers.
This is what I'm really excited about. And
with KC at 0-2.
Yeah.
This is imperative for the Chargers.
They could be 3-0.
And you could still at least stay two games up on Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 because you have the head-to-head right now.
Yep.
And if you get another division win, that's big. That's clearing 3-0 to start your season against the division.
They'd be the team to do it against the Broncos. And like we said last week, it stays. You don't know what version of Bo Nix you're going to be getting. It's kind of up and down, right? Like, the defense is great, but the offense needs to produce. The Chargers, Greg Roman, as much flack as we give them, they're throwing the ball.
He's
with Justin Herbert.
He's currently shutting my mouth right now.
Yeah.
And I was just going to ask, when do we start taking odds on Justin Herbert being in the MVP conversation?
He already is, as far as I'm concerned. It's him and Josh Allen right now. And Lamar Jackson, of course, always in the conversation.
What is the bigger surprise? Greg Roman throwing the football or Quentin Johnston having hands?
Quentin Johnston having hands. I mean, as much as it is
good
surprising,
for him, honestly,
for Greg Roman to have an offensive like passing scheme, Johnston, where's this been? Like, he legitimately looks like a wide receiver one that should be making top money. I know it's 3 weeks in. Anything can happen.
But it's good for him.
It's very good for him.
If you've gotten consistency with catching the football, then I'm happy to see what you're going to bring for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Saints and Seahawks, Buffalo's next opponent. If you want to do some scouting on Spencer Rattler.
Seahawks. That's all
I'm
going
to say. The Saints have a formula the first 2 weeks. Hang in, be closer than you should be in games,
and then
commit a turnover on the final play of the game.
Yeah.
As you're trying a comeback attempt. That's been the Saints playbook through two games.
You're right. I think the Seahawks, though, will beat them this week pretty decisively.
Zach Charbonnet doubtful after he had 15 carries for 10 yards.
Kenneth Walker, though, had a legacy game last week. He was phenomenal.
That's a stat line I am going to hate forever.
Yeah, I know. We were sitting out there once. I forgot. Yeah, but I would totally take the Seahawks. I think their running game is just going to annihilate them.
Yeah, 15 carries, 10 yards. That's ungodly work right there.
It's bad.
Bears and Cowboys. Chicago, we were promised this new era. It's no longer anything with Matt Eberflus and they're going to have stability, and the Bears are bearing again.
Yep, and as much as everybody was high on Ben Johnson, I mean, some people a little too high on Ben Johnson, that he's going to go there and completely change everything. He's going to have to rebuild the team in his own image. I don't know if him and Caleb Williams are the best coach-quarterback combo. Williams does not impress me whatsoever.
No, he never impressed me. I always thought that he was...
He can't do anything off script other than run.
And when he did do things off script at USC, it was because he had an obnoxious amount of time in the pocket.
Yeah.
The man would run 15 yards into the backfield. I'm like, that's Zach Wilson at USC.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. And the Cowboys have this game. Dak Prescott's actually having a solid season, believe it or not. So if he can stay healthy, he's going to have a good year. And
you want to talk about a statistical turnaround, though. Dak Prescott, 549 yards after a quiet week one. Well, the Giants game does not harm in any ways there in terms of putting together a really good stat line. 2-0 teams, the Cardinals and 49ers.
Yep.
No Brock Purdy, no George Kittle.
I got to say, though,
they survived against the Saints. I would imagine against the Cardinals, who aren't really what I would call a good team right now.
No.
The winner gets first place in the NFC West still. Or tied with the Rams if they beat the Eagles.
I like Mac Jones on the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan and him seem to work well together. Just that style of offense. He looked good last week. And there were even callers this week
Is there a quarterbacks conversation in San Francisco? No, because they paid Purdy, but
yeah, we'll see.
He looks good.
Arizona, I'm not really thrilled with. We're going to see what happens here. This game might be a little bit weirder than a lot of people might anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of weird, 0-2 teams, the Chiefs and the Giants.
Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football. Russell Wilson has 618 yards on the season. Patrick Mahomes is the leading rusher for either of these teams, by the way.
Yep. I think the Giants win.
Oh, there's no
way. I think
no
the Chiefs
way.
Go 0-3.
There's no way.
Xavier Worthy now confirmed out. You're going to have Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce be your primaries. The Giants' front line, they're going to make Mahomes scramble, make him run. It's going to be Mahomes' rushing game
this,
again.
This game almost got the trombones.
It could have.
Because the offensive output might be a lot quieter than we would want it to be for a Sunday Night Football game. Lastly, Lions-Ravens, battle of one-on-one teams. This is going to be a good team's going to lose a football game here.
We want the Lions to win if we're Buffalo.
Correct.
Like, that's what we should all be hoping for, all Buffalo fans. Lions over Ravens, but this is going to be a this has primetime billing.
This also has the test for the Lions because you got back to form, but it was against the Bears last week.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. I'm excited. Week three, already getting close to... Not getting close. We're already almost a quarter of the way through, though. So this is exciting stuff. Can't wait.
This is exciting stuff. And we'll wrap up Sports Talk Saturday on the other side here on a lovely Saturday here for you. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley. Hope you're enjoying it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last little segment here to wrap up the show. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Sports Talk Saturday. Thanks to everyone that's jumped in today, by the way. Appreciate all the calls that we got throughout the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So thank all of you for listening, calling in, talking with us.
It's an exciting weekend because there's a little bit of a breather, as we mentioned.
The Bills already played. We get a little bit of time to relax.
It's going to be 82 degrees tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful. Maybe not apple picking weather as we discovered in the beginning, but take advantage of it. It's like probably the last like warm weekend. We got some rain coming next
week. Summer always does this where it gives that last hurrah in September,
mm-hmm.
and then we really get fall.
Yep.
Like we get fall at the start of September, and then summer goes, wait, not yet. I've got one more in me. They're the Vince Carter meme every year.
Yep. You're absolutely right. The Vince Carter meme.
I got one more in me. By the way, I hope in my wildest of dreams that Purdue beats Notre Dame today because I would be texting Geary hilariously nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
You should just trash talk him during the game.
Purdue's trailing like 17-3. Got you right where we want you. That would be good. Speaking of hopes and dreams, the Sabres preseason gets started on Monday as well. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to hear all the games carried here on WGR. Monday against Columbus will be the first preseason game. They've got four of them next week.
They do. The preseason for them starts up quick. The NHL offseason is crazy fast.
The NHL offseason packs everything into like two segments and lets the entirety of them just go skip through the fields during the summer. Do whatever you want in July and August. We don't need to talk about you guys anyway, apparently, is how they operate. They have crunch time for the draft and free agency,
mm-hmm.
and then they cram in the preseason. We just had the Prospects Challenge over the weekend, and now we're already into preseason. They just cram it all into one thing.
They do.
The reason the NFL is king is because they managed to spread it out all throughout 12 months. The NHL just goes,
now we're going to take a couple months off, and then we're going to throw it all at you at once.
All right, everyone here, get in. Let's go.
Yep.
Like, that's what they do. But again, thank you to everyone that called in today. He's Joe Kelly. I'm Derek Kramer. This has been yet another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here. I hope you all enjoy your weekend. And there's no stress of a Bills game this weekend. Try to kick back, relax, and as we always say, go Bills. And now that they're back playing preseason games, go Sabres too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.